Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. Today is a great day because this is a day the Lord has especially designed for you. We have a vision of bringing you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture so that you can be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. Culture is important to empower us to be on what it is that we have been called and positioned to be. The dictionary tells us that culture is the art and other manifestations of human intellectual achievement. Regarded collectively as a people. And collectively, one of the things that we have learned to do as a people walking with God is to be a strong and a courageous people. It is our way of life. It is what we do in order to manifest God's grace and God's purposes in our life, because we live in a land that is hostile to our kingdom. And it's our job as royal priests in a holy nation to rise up and to exercise the manifestations of the grace that God's given us inside of kingdom to be able to change the world. And one of those manifestations of our culture is that we must not be a fearful people, but a courageous people. God's word tells us that he hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us power, love, and a sound mind. But yet, as a common experience, as a brother and a sister walking in the kingdom, all of us can give the report that at some point and at some time in our journey here on earth, we've had to rise up and fight the element that is called fear, which is an unpleasant emotion caused by the enemy or the belief or the enemy tinkering with our beliefs that someone or something is dangerous, you know, likely to cause pain or threat. It is a optical illusion, a spiritual and emotional and a physical optical illusion to cripple our capabilities of standing up in the grace and the purposes that God has ordained for us. And so as a voice for kingdom culture, I love to take the time to deal with the things that are shaping and defining the issues of our community, of our culture. Even though we love God, even though we are people of faith, we all have a common struggle of dealing with the issues of fear in our lives. Some of us in our everyday life, and some of us in periods of our life where we have to deal with this stronghold. But we have good news, because we are in the light and we're not in the darkness. We don't need to be scared of the boogeyman, because we know that our Father is with us, never leaving us or forsaking us, that he has not given us the spirit that is of fear, but he's given us the spirit of faith. And I want to welcome the Marketplace motivational speaker and leader, the ministry gift, Ella Coleman, to come and join with me in this conversation so that we can better understand what Father would have us to know about fear. And I've said some things about fear, but Ella, tell me from the wisdom of God and the scriptures what you understand fear to be, so that we can understand how to drive it out or manage it in our life situation.
Well, fear is something that is actually learned, and that's an important thing to know, that it is the expectation of an anticipation of harm or possible harm. So fear comes to us from our experience. I don't think we are necessarily born with fear. Babies are not born with fear, but they acquire fear through their environment, through the things that they experience. And as we continue to grow, what happens is fear is infused into, the way that we handle things, how we react to things, what we learn, you know, and so forth. So fear is actually a learned behavior. But it is also, it comes through the emotions, you know. It is a fault. It is like a negative emotion that is linked to a spirit. It is from the spiritual realm, the dark spiritual realm. It's linked to a negative spirit. There is a spirit of fear, and that spirit of fear is looming around to get into people through various means. And so to understand fear, you have to understand the source of it, that the source of fear is actually from the dark kingdom, Satan's kingdom. That is really the source of fear.
It's a phenomenon that's not from our kingdom. You know,
right.
There's another kingdom that manifests
right.
or uses
right.
the sway of fear to interpret what we see, what we hear, what we feel, to make it say something. Like
right.
the devil told Eve, have God said. He used words to evoke fear from his kingdom to get her to be in a state of torment that altered her natural capabilities to discern between what was right and wrong. And I think it's really important when you talked about understanding what the source of it is, that this
right.
fear, it's not something that's from God. We know because he says, I didn't give you that. I didn't give
right.
you the
because
spirit
God
of fear.
Is love.
So if you have
and,
it,
yeah,
mm-hmm, absolutely.
God is love.
So if you have it, where did it
and,
come from?
Right. If you have fear, fear did not come from God. It says in 1 John 4:18, it says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, and that that fear causes torment. I think that's the other thing. Fear causes torment, and he who fears has not been made perfect in love. So what it tells us, it is also a measuring rod to let us know, you know, if we still live in fear, that we haven't quite acquired the complete love of God that we actually need. Jesus walked in complete and total love, and even when he was being taken to the cross, he did not really show fear. When Peter cut the man's ear off who was coming to arrest Jesus, Jesus picked the man's ear back up and put it back on and went peacefully with them. He knew his time had come. He was so in tune with the Father in spite of the stress, in spite of all the things that come with knowing that you're getting ready to die. Jesus still had the perfect love of God, which enabled him to walk down that rugged road to the cross, you know. And when we look at fear in the way that we should handle fear, it is actually Christ is the example of how to handle it. We'll get to that later. But in understanding fear, fear
mm-hmm.
has tools. Everything that comes in has, you know, there's a way to use it. There are tools for using it. There are channels
mm-hmm.
in which fear comes in.
Mm-hmm.
There are three main channels, I believe,
wow.
that fear comes in on. One is intimidation. Another is trauma.
Mm.
And another is control. Mm. Through intimitation.
Wow. Wow. I mean, that's important.
You know,
that's important to know that, because when we are aware of the channels and the platforms in which it tries to come in, then we can plan an attack to resist it, to overcome it. Let's
that's
take
right.
a break here.
That's
let's
right.
come back and talk about those channels. Are there any biblical models, or is there anything that we need to do to address these, to fortify ourselves in these areas that we know that the enemy uses as channels to evoke the phenomenon from his kingdom, which is fear? We know
that's
that
right.
That without fear, it's impossible to please the devil. So you have to acquire your fear to please
yeah.
him. But
that's right.
But if you want to please God, you must have faith. It's impossible
right.
to please God without faith. And so in God's kingdom, we please our monarch by walking in faith. In Satan's kingdom, you please that kingdom's monarch by walking in fear. And so us dealing with the issue of fear becomes some of the very important principle for us as kingdom citizens in walking out God's destiny for our life, because God does have a plan for us, but that plan is a plan to walk in grace and to walk in purpose that he's ordained for us, and he wants us to do it by faith. We'll be right back.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Wow. Welcome back, brothers and sisters. This is the Voice of Destiny show. My guest host today is Ella Coleman, and we are talking about dealing with the common warfare of fear, which is the false evidence that appears real. It is an element that God did not give to us. It's a phenomenon that's not of God's kingdom, and we know that in order to please our enemy, we must walk and submit and conform to his false evidence. It is what becomes truth to us. This is why God requires us to please him by walking in faith. That the substance of things hoped for that we have received from hearing God's truth, God's facts, God's authority, God's precepts, when we honor and submit and conform to that, that honors God. That pleases God. And so in order for us to be in a position as royal priests in a holy nation to honor and to please God, to live out our highest values in the kingdom, which is faith, we must be a people that are skilled in overcoming fear, because fear is the enemy's counter to God's substance of faith, his substance of faith, his counter response to that. And so, Ella, you were helping us to overcome this fear by understanding that the enemy has common channels right, to transfer or to activate fear in our lives. And you were saying those three channels was what again, if you can repeat?
The first one was intimidation. You know, that is the threats of the enemy. You know, what is going to happen to you. And this is what happened to the prophet Elijah in dealing with Jezebel. Remember the threatening? I think that was the first around the 17th, 18th, 19th chapter, that Jezebel told him that she was going to kill him, because he had already shown the power of God on Mount Carmel when the false God and the true God acted. True God actually came down and just wiped up everything.
Yeah.
And the false God couldn't do a thing. And so that was a showdown, and God had already proven himself over and over again. God is always doing stuff to show how powerful and wonderful he is. But even in that, after all of that and all that victory, the prophet still became vulnerable to the spirit of fear through Jezebel. So we see Jezebel. Through intimidation, and that comes, and that intimidation is a mechanism, it's a means of support. This fear can channel itself through that intimidation and cause those threats to be penetrated into the mind and the heart of that person. When that person's emotions are affected by that intimidation, fear is there immediately. So that intimidation is what caused the fear. And so the way we deal with intimidation is we'll deal with how we deal with intimidation when we talk about overcoming, because there's a way to overcome that intimidation.
Yeah.
But we're dealing with what it is.
Well, the text tells us that Jezebel didn't even deliver the message to him herself. She sent a messenger.
Right. It doesn't matter how it comes. And Satan sends a messenger.
So
he sends a messenger. Right. He sends a messenger. And this messenger can live in your own house. This messenger can be in your own neighborhood. Mm-hmm. This messenger can be among your own relatives to bring the intimidation. The intimidation, for some people, you know, it gets blown way out of proportion, because they look at all the things that around them that says that could happen to them. You know, somebody says, I'm going to kill you. Yeah. Well, you know, they got
the
a gun already. Right. The information is just telling
this
is probably going to happen.
And grossly exaggerated.
right. Grossly exaggerated.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, the next one, and we're going over these because we know we always run out of time, seems like. But the second one, I would like to spend more time on intimidation, but really I think people know what I'm talking about in this case, intimidation. Everybody's been intimidated in some way. The second one is trauma.
Well, let's look at some of the models before we go forward. Let's talk about some of the models of this. Nehemiah had Sanballat and Tobiah.
Right.
Trying to get him to come down off the wall, you know. Absolutely. Right. Tactics right. to move us from our position. And when these tactics, when you can discern, that's his only goal. We recognize the intimidation is one of the vehicles of the false evidence that appears real. You know, and
right.
you can know when the information is false. You can know when it's a lie, when it's coming from the devil's mouth.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
When what the intimidation is trying to communicate to us is out of sync with what God has said,
right.
what God
right.
has promised.
Absolutely.
What fits
Absolutely.
With God's reality. That's
right.
when we
it's
know
the
intimidation. Because not right. So not being fearful doesn't mean that you're not discerning or aware of what's going on around you. It's
right.
the whole idea is that what should it mean to you? This is what the Goliath was trying to do with Israel. He was out there making all that noise, huffing and puffing. His goal was to intimidate. He wanted them to quit before they got started.
Right.
You know,
that's
he
right.
wanted them to fire themselves before the employer get a chance to even hire them. You know
mm-hmm,
he wants you not to go and make that marriage proposal. You know, through intimidation. You know, when God has
that's
inspired
right.
you to be connected
that's
and
right.
live a life with that woman. You know, so you have to be aware that that is going to be a part of the territory. That if the battle
right.
and the assignment is authentic, it's more than likely that you're going to have to deal with the issue of intimidation by the adversary, because that's the phenomenon of his culture. Let's take a break right here.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Voice of Destiny show. I want to remind you that Voice of Destiny is available to you 24/7 on voiceofdestinyonline.com, a broadcasting ministry to equip you to be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. My guest co-host today is Ella Coleman, and we are talking about understanding this weapon of our enemy. The Bible tells us not to be ignorant of the enemy's devices. To remove the lack of knowledge concerning this device, it's important that we understand the models, God's word that exposes these tactics so that we can know what we ought to do to overcome it. We must be aware that fear, that everybody has to deal with fear. It is the basic unit of warfare of our adversary. And if we are not prisoners of war, if we have not submitted to the adversary, if he's not defeated us, we are all going to have to deal with the blowback and the resistance and the counterforce of our faith, which is fear. We know this fact in understanding fear, that it's impossible to please the devil without fear. You must believe in his false evidence that appears real. But God tells us that he's not given us this spirit of fear, but he's given us power, love, and a sound mind. And we know that what God has given us empowers us, but fear comes to demoralize the soundness of our mind. It's designed to demoralize the power in which each of us have invested in us by our Heavenly Father. And so we must begin to cultivate the strategies and the skills to overcome this. And we've learned so far that the first channel in which the enemy uses to bring fear into our life is through intimidation. And so the second channel, Ella, if you would explain that one to us.
Trauma. Trauma is very much, intimidation is one thing, because intimidation has not, you know, you haven't gone into the point where it has violated you to that extent. Trauma is when you are completely violated, and or when you experience something that has caused great harm, has infused great fear. It could be a blow to the head. It could be sexual molestation. It could be rape. It could be a number of things that happened to you, maybe before you even understood what happened to you. But what happened is those spirits came into you through that violation. And many people have been violated. They have been wronged. as a child. Mm-hmm. And so that trauma that they went through mm-hmm. is something that until it's dealt with, it can really, really mess them up. And we have to deal with the traumas mm. that happen in our lives, and some of the trauma is worse than others. Some people have gone through some tremendous things, and so one of the, they're still able to even function mm-hmm. after what they've gone through. You know, I'm so mm-hmm. grateful for someone like Joyce Meyer who has gone through so much trauma, but yet she overcame. She's a great example mm. of the power of God working in someone's life to have been molested as a child by her own father all those years, you know, and yet be able to overcome, forgive him, and lead him to Christ. I thought that was just a tremendous example, and I think, you know, her life is, you know, if you just even look at what happened to her, there is a way out. And so we'll talk about that, but the trauma is the actual violation or an actual bad experience that brought harm, it brought tragedy. And this part is, this is not intimidation. This is worse. This is like even worse. This mm-hmm. is when, you know, the enemy comes all up in your home and your territory and actually mm-hmm. wants, has an attempt to just kill you and just destroy you. And so this is something
and he
that
tries
we
to use the trauma to define you.
Right.
You know, he uses
right.
that, the adversary uses that trauma to define you or hold you captive to that time in that place, you know,
that's
where
right.
your father left you, where your mother
right.
left you, and then you
right.
are you're afraid to have healthy relationships because you're afraid that if you commit your love to somebody,
right.
they will leave you. You are afraid
right.
and to start
you're controlled
on this business
by that
God
fear.
Gave you because you had the trauma of failing. And the things about the trauma, they're not things that you went out your way to make it happen to yourself.
No.
Something
they, these people didn't do anything.
Of you
they didn't
invoke those things on you.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And but
yeah.
these are things that we have to deal with.
So we need to be aware. Yeah, so we need to be aware that we all have gone through issues of trauma.
Right.
But we need to be aware that those things came for a purpose. God didn't give us trauma. That trauma came in for a purpose. It came
right.
in from the adversary. And we need to learn to write that note on it, wrong address, you know. you know how whatever you write on a piece of mail when it comes to your address and nobody hears
right.
that package belongs to, they're
right.
here.
Send it back.
You've got to learn how to resend it back. You know, return to sender.
That's
you know,
right.
we've got to learn how the art of returning to the sender because we didn't have any control of the rejections, the molestations, the abandonment, the injuries,
right.
the car accidents. You know,
that's
we didn't
right.
cause
that's
those
right.
things, but we need to know
right.
how to send the trauma back to whom sent it because
right.
God did not
that's
send
right.
us that trauma. And
that's
when
right.
people say, well, why, you know, why did God let this happen to you? To me, no, God didn't. God's aware of it, but God didn't make that happen to you. There was
that's
another
right.
source
that's right.
that evoked
that's
that
right.
trauma. And we,
that's right.
and when we are aware of this, then we can take up our weapons of faith, which is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, and to counter this. Now,
that's
all
right.
of this stuff that we're talking about is designed by the enemy to establish a certain kind of state of being on the inside of us so that we can be crippled and functioning at what our natural giftings and callings and purposes are. And so when we are addressing this fear, it's not that we are glorifying fear. We are exposing fear because fear, its natural element is in the darkness. It doesn't
yeah,
want you
torment.
To know that that's what's really driving it. Yeah,
right.
you know, it's a format of the adversary to push you in a certain state of being. And God wants to change that by allowing you to hear these words that you're hearing right now that will convert your fear into faith, that will turn the lights on so you can see that there are actually more with you than there are against you. We'll be right back after this break.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to the Voice of Destiny show. My guest co-host today is Ella Coleman, and we are talking to you about the basic unit of warfare that each of us as believers have to contend with, and we are calling it out for what it is. This is why Jesus asked the Legion, what is your name? Because when we understand the name, the character, the nature of the thing that's controlling us in demonic manifestations, then we are in the position to cast it out because we have the name that's above everything. Every name. And so we have been dealing with the issues of fear. We've established that fear comes in through trauma. What was the first element?
Intimidation, that we dealt with.
The fear comes comes in through intimidation. And so the third element that we need to be aware of that fear comes in is what?
Control. And I'm going to explain this one a little bit more because it's more pervasive. And it's more, it's like it's a higher up level of the infusion of fear into the society. And this one comes, this control, the spirit of control comes through propaganda and comes through deceit. And there's a very high, sophisticated brainwashing that goes on among masses of people to keep them in control. And this happens really on a grand scale. The demon, the one that's over this is really like territorial. It's like overrule a whole lot of other ones. This spirit of control is very powerful, and this is where all the others point to, because the thing is that the enemy wants to either subtly, if he can't control you just outwardly, he wants to put so many little deceitful strongholds in place that people actually who are supposed to be in God's camp are brainwashed, and they're doing things that is unseemly for the people of God even. So even as the world goes, so goes people that are in the kingdom on the earth. As they are brainwashed, and as they also fall into the same traps as the unbeliever. And this is the one that we have to really, really, really identify and bring down.
Yeah, we can see control manifesting itself in a relationship between a man and a woman, or a woman and a man. You know, we can see this control working inside of a church community, where instead of people being moved by love and faith, they're being moved by fear and intimidation. We see this happen in a whole nation. We see whole nations that are ruled by the brutal force of a military arm to hold and control people under fear. And we have to respond to that, you know. We have to be courageous and respond to that. You know, the Nazis would say that it was easy for them to overcome the Jews and to do what they did to the Jews because they were too afraid of losing their lives, you know, that they wouldn't stand up and take the risk. And I got to tell you that when you stand up against control, you have to deal with the challenge of what could I lose? Because that's what the fear would tell you. If I upset the apple cart, you know, what will
and that's
I
what
lose?
Jesus
you know,
did.
What will happen to me?
That's what Jesus did. But he said, take up your
cross.
That's what Jesus did, because he was dealing with the control factors in the times that he lived, which was basically the Roman Empire and the Pharisees. They were the ones that the Pharisees were the ones that were like the figureheads to be over the oppressed people, to keep them paying taxes and doing everything so that the rulers in the Roman Empire would be continuously able to use them. So all of the propaganda, all of the deceit that was held up by the Pharisees came down through Jesus Christ, you know, because Jesus represented the one who went against the system, the one who went against the propaganda, against the brainwashing, against the deceit. And his light that he shed brought people into another place where they realized they didn't have to be under that fear and intimidation anymore. They didn't have to be under that control. They didn't have to, you know, just surrender to that and let these people do whatever they wanted. And but the way that he dealt with it was not in retaliation in the flesh, and that's what we have to understand. It's not through retaliation. I'm trying not to go over to the overcoming. I'm just trying to explain what it is right now, and we want to stay on that so that they can get this in the next program.
We're down to the last, because it's the time.
Oh, are we? Okay.
Yeah, so this is the timing. So we're at the time. We're at the last moments of the show where we need to say the only real cure to this intimidation, you know, this trauma, you know, this control is to practice courage. You know, that is acting as though the fear is not real. God told Joshua, look, be strong. And this is Joshua, first chapter 1:6, be strong and courageous, for thou shalt cause this people to inherit the land which I've sworn unto their fathers to give them. He says in verse 7 again, only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest take heed to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded thee. So in order for us to walk in the inheritance that God has for us, each of us are going to have to adopt the cures. And we have to walk in the cures, because it is that which is consistent with our culture's nature. It is the phenomenon, that's the thread and everything we do in Kingdom Culture, which is to practice courage, which can only be operated by faith. And we're going to end on this note, that it's impossible for courage to manifest itself without fear being present. And so what God wants us to do is to say, hey, he didn't give fear to us, but we can use fear to convert it into a commodity in the kingdom called courage. And so we'll learn the strategies and the methods for this so that we can be, do, and have everything that God has destined for us. Remember, saints, we want to pray for you. If you know that you've been struggling and battling with fear and you want prayer, email us at info@voiceofdestiny.org, because it is the prayers of the saints that will prevail. We want to stand with you and prevail with you in overcoming this oppression that has become a part of your culture, your personality, that's limited you from being everything that God's ordained for you. God has a plan for you. There are purposes that God has for you, and you are able to overcome it by not walking in fear. God bless. Have a great one.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.